I've been thinking about this a lot. Messy Family Project has talked about this a lot. Concept of empowering parents to know that they have the power to change the rules or culture of their family with either like little to no explanation, depending on the rule or in the age of the children. For example, a while ago, when we re recorded the technology episode, at that point in time, we were watching one show a day. And when we moved and it was summer and it was like lighter outside and they were playing more outside, we just like didn't have time anymore. They were playing so much and everything was busy doing all these other good things. And I just told them one day, like, we're not going to watch a show anymore. And at this point in time, since the summer, they'll watch like maybe one show a week. And you know, at first they're like, what? Why? Like they act like you're taking something away from them that they are due, that they are owed. And I'm like, we don't have time anymore. And if you're just like leading with that confidence, they're like, oh, okay. And I love Messy Family Project talks about like kids are like emotions. Or no, what do they say? Kids are like emotions in a car. Wait, no, I'm totally messing it up. You wouldn't let your kids drive your car and you wouldn't stick them in the trunk either. Maybe it's that emotions are like kids. And the same thing with
You
emotions.
don't let them
You wouldn't
drive
let your
you.
kids' emotions drive. Yes, but you also don't say, just go shove your emotions in the trunk. But you go in the back seat in the seatbelt where you belong. That's everyone's everyone's got their place. There we go. So things like where I get or buy their clothes from, like what stuff comes like in and out of our house. I mean, you can't just like throw away their toys. And I'm actually working with Paul right now on getting rid of this like giant Paw Patrol thing that did not get used as much as I thought it was. But so it's that one's a conversation because I do have to involve him quite a bit. But as like a general concept, like it's my house. Like I decide where things go, like who sleeps in what room. The girls are still asking me if Dominic can come sleep in the room. No. When he's born. Why? No. Because he can't. Or like where they go to school. Like I would never ask them where they want to go to school because they have no idea. They're like five. Like they have no idea what they have so many like kid things to focus on. And it actually helps them feel safer and like lets them be a kid when they don't have to partake in deciding and negotiating all the rules. But I just more so than that, I just want to stress the reminder that like at any point in time, like when life changes or you learn something new, like you can change or add a rule and just say like, hey, we have a new rule. I feel like that happens at least once every 2 weeks in our house. Hey, new rule, everybody. Okay, announcement. So Clara started doing this thing where she becomes inordinately upset when other people chew with their mouth open, despite the fact that she will chew with her mouth open when she talks. Like this is a big hypocritical moment. But the little kids, they smack a lot louder. And she started out very gently. Could you remember to please close your mouth when you chew? Thank you. And over the weeks, she started getting much more sharp with them. And then she started teaching them this hand signal. When I do this hand signal, that means stop chewing with your mouth open. And then they all started doing it to each other. It just got way out of hand. And Alex, especially, was like, new rule. You are not allowed to tell anyone to stop chewing with their mouth open. If you do, like, you're gone. And so we've really had to. And I was like, oh, well, maybe like one reminder. Maybe like she can tell them once. And he's like, no, we are done with this because it was causing, because she'd ask them and they would just smack that much louder.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
And
yeah.
then they all started telling on each, it was a mess. New rule. If you tell someone they're chewing in their mouth open, you eat in the kitchen for 2 minutes. When you are ready to come back, you may come back. So that happened this morning. She did it. And I said, go girl. And she knew that's the
Oh man. Yeah. This isn't exactly the same, but I thought of I feel like I remember you giving this example or just saying like, "Oh, I'm so glad I have this like door right here that I can use for like 1 minute timeouts when like this happens at the breakfast table. I thought of that yesterday when I was like really struggling with Zaylee. She just like blindsided me. She got home from school with like something. She was just a hot mess of meanness to Kiara. She was just like unleashing on Kiara. And I was like, what is going on? Like, this is unacceptable. Like, you cannot be like this. Mm-hmm. And finally, like, I was like, and then it was just this feeling of like, I need more go-to consequences. This is becoming my own thing. But I was like, I need to re-listen to that Sterling whatever episode on managing sibling fights. Cause she had like, I was like, I need a plan. I don't have a plan. Yes. This is happening and I don't have a plan. But eventually I calmed down and like something happened right before bedtime. And I was like, 1 minute timeout, come here. Then you will come back. Say sorry. Which she hates, of course, does not do well with, but did come back and say sorry. And I felt better because I had a plan.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Just like, but that's like a new concept. Like we don't really do that much is like the 1 minute timeout, but it was like, I can just bring this up. I can just make this a thing. Mm-hmm. This is a thing now. I'm doing it.
No, yeah. I love that. I called Paul up today like 5 times and he didn't come upstairs. So I went down and I showed him our rule wall that like when mom calls you, you say yes or okay. So you did not come. So clean up all of these markers. There's so many. I didn't get them all out. Yep. That's your punishment. And it's just like, it's not going to be like, I have the power. Like I'm the adult. I can tell you, you broke a rule. Here's the punishment. And he did. And then he was so much happier because I think we both felt like this is done and I'm not going to lecture you. I'm going to go through this again and again.
Yep.
We can all move on. When there's a consequence, it's like the freedom to all move on.
Yeah. No, I felt that today. Today went a lot better because there was a warning. Then there was an immediate consequence. And then after that, it was a better afternoon. And I was like,
how is Bible in a Year going?
Good. I'm sticking with it. It's definitely the AirPods.
Yes.
Yeah. I do it in the morning. It's been a morning thing. Like get it done. We're in Leviticus. And so that's, you know, I am feeling the lack of like narrative because even the Exodus part doesn't feel like very much narrative right now either. So it's like all these laws and then a long psalm. So sometimes I'm like, wow, I did not really hear much of today. Like, what was all this about bull's blood? Like, but no, I'm enjoying it. And it's like just like a cool kind of rhythm habit to be in.
I remember when the AirPods like first really became a thing and I'd see people walking around with them and I was like, that will never catch on. That's ridiculous. Especially to see it is silly, especially like to see people just like walking around talking to themselves. That's what I was like, that's so obnoxious. And I don't do that. It is like in my own home. I'm not walking around. I think walking around in public is a whole different thing. But I was like, that'll never catch on. Okay. Speaking of weird, funny technology things, now at Notre Dame, we have these little robots that will deliver food.
Chris sent that article too.
Which I think is ludicrous.
Yeah.
I think it is I will just go on record. I think it is the dumbest thing. I don't like it. They did not ask for my opinion, so I can't give it. I'm just giving this opinion now. But we already have all of this like disconnection with our food. I mean, food, there's so many steps for like food to grow, to plant it and care for it, harvest it and clean it and package it.
Can't even walk across campus in the snow to get it from the store, from the dining hall or whatever.
It's great. Like you're already not buying it. You're already not growing it. You're already not buying it. You're not cooking it. You're like no work involved. You're so like disconnected if you're doing that. It blows my mind. I think it's absolutely crazy. And I think about that. I know you've done Instacart for a long time. I know you're not doing it right now. And like, I think Instacart is great for like seasons of, I cannot bring all these kids into the grocery store with me. And like, but I don't think I can get behind just doing Instacart as like a lifelong habit. I don't know. That's hard to say. Cause I know like some people just like have to outsource stuff and you just have to like find ways to make your life more sustainable. And I do really want to respect that. But I think even becoming more disconnected from picking out like which bananas look better at the grocery store.
Yeah.
People aren't like picking things out anymore and like cooking. And it's just, yeah, to see that the robots made me like, what? No, this is too much. Too much automated.
I
know.
I was an Instacart user and loved, like really appreciated it. But even then, or maybe like right after using it, when I saw Instacart shoppers at the store, I had this weird reaction to it of like, this is so weird. Like this person should be at the store shopping for their own food. Even though that was me.
That's funny.
Just like, I was like, this is a strange concept that's happening here.
Yeah. Oh, how funny. So I am listening to Catechism in Ear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And with Alex, my strategy has been to not listen to it every day. I'll listen to like 3 to 6 episodes at once.
Are they 20 minutes also?
No, they're more like 12 to 16 minutes.
Okay.
But I will just say, I cannot recommend this to everyone because everyone's in a different spot. Where I'm coming from, I'm not saying this to brag. It's not a brag. It's just my background is like I have a minor degree in biblical studies. I have been like taught by parents who were very invested in my religious education for years. Like I'm coming to the table
with some formation.
Some formation. And I really appreciate that. So I personally do not feel like I need all of the commentary that is in there. It is, to me, quite excessive. There's like commentary before and after. Mm. And so just lest anyone be impressed that I'm doing Catechism in a Year, this is why I'm saying this. Don't be impressed with me because I'm cheating. That's my point. That's my point. I'm cheating because I fast forward to 3.5 minutes. And then I have listened to enough hours of Father Mike Schmitz to know where he is in this. And I try not to skip the prayer, but I can get to the prayer, which is anywhere between 3.5 minutes and 5.5 minutes. And then right after the prayer, he gets into the catechism. And then sometimes I'll listen to a little bit of the commentary if I need to. Sometimes I'm like, I want to hear more what he has to say about this. And sometimes I do not. Because I'm just like, I'm just here for the catechism. Like, I already know what that means. So I'm cheating. I'm doing it and I'm really enjoying it. And there are lots of really great little gems. Like when I was listening to the other day, he was talking about, you know, how vital to our faith the Trinity is and how there is only like one God. There's only one name of God. Like that is why we don't say in the names of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, even though like they're different names because it's the name of still one God. I was like, oh yeah, like that's super interesting. So there are lots of little things like that. So yeah, I'm definitely enjoying it. And it is encouraging to see how much our Catholic faith has thought about all of this amazing formation and put it into this catechism that we can like access. And it's way more information in the catechism than I thought there was. Like, wow, like they are covering everything.
Yeah. I could see me wanting to do that next year.
I think you would really like
unless it. Unless I feel like I need a break from that. But yeah, no, that does sound, yeah, it does sound cool.
And then are you still listening to Were You Raised by Wolves?
Yes. I'm a little bit behind. Like for a while I was like, oh, Monday, there's a new episode, like hitting each one. And now I think I've got like 2 that I'm behind on, but they're just so delightful. Like,
yes,
so delightful. Just so great. Yeah. Funny. And I keep being surprised of like, this show is so focused, like, yeah, manners and people. It's about mm-hmm. like mindfulness and
yeah,
being really aware of yourself and how you can, you know, make that interaction better. It's just so fun. Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Because it's technically an etiquette show.
Yeah.
Which is just the weirdest way to explain it because it's so fun and delightful.
But I love how they get so invested in the questions people write in with their like,
oh yes,
you had a follow-up, like, you know, yes. How it, the aftermath. Like,
well, you have to go like back too because there's like over 100 episodes that you can listen to.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah, You've got lots of gems there.
Oh, what did he have that I really, something about stationery and thank you notes that I thought you would love. And then, oh, the QR code menus.
Hate them. Totally agree.
Yes. And he was like, they're here to stay. We have to accept them. Mm-hmm. But anything that makes you pull out your phone yes. is just like taking away from connection. And the point of being out at a restaurant is to connect. Like over food, you're connecting with people. Mm-hmm. So he's like, don't love it, but let's, so they're here to stay. So let's be mindful about it. And I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yay. I'm so glad you're into it. I've only been telling you should listen to it for like 6 months. So
I know.
It's fine. No, I'm just kidding. Another good podcast that, and just like resource. So I'll tell you more about it. I still haven't told you all about like my last year, my, how I healed my really bad vaginal yeast infection.
Oh yeah.
Because I took like this midwife class, but their podcast is called At Home with Kelly and Tiffany. So they're midwives. And they also have a great newsletter. And I recently got their like email newsletter and they were talking about like great ways to prepare for labor. And they were talking about like breathing well, moaning well, and having a good mantra.
Yeah.
And I think I have never had a good mantra. And I thought about this for one solid day. And at the end of the day, I said, I think I want my mantra to be, I'm really good at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I only half believe it.
Whatever it is, I think it's game changing. I think it is a game changer.
Tell me what some of your mantras have been.
Well, for me, I mean, you saw me in labor. It was that song. For me,
yes.
It's the song because that keeps my breath going, but also kind of low and it's repetitive. Like that's my mantra. It's just whatever it is for you. It's just this thing that you can latch onto as the contraction like overtakes you where you're like, this is the thing I start doing. And that just like helps you keep in the, like in a flow in the zone.
I love it. Okay, cool. I just like genuinely wanted to double check to see if you thought that was a good one. Did I do it right?
Yeah. What did you say? I'm good at this? Yeah. Anything that...
am I okay? Do I get a star? Yeah. Like, 'cause I'm just genuinely like, help me. I haven't done this part before. I have done really well the horse lips of like the like breathing well like that because... I know your mouth muscles are connected to your pelvis muscles. And I've definitely had people comment on that during labor, like staff and Alex will all be backing me up. He'll be like, this is why, don't worry about it. She's fine. Like, is she okay?
Yeah. We really haven't talked about birth much. We should start talking about that more. Yeah. I guess as I get into closer to the third trimester too.
Well, I'm almost done reading How to Break Up with Your Phone, which is blowing my mind. So fantastic. And then we can talk more about Ina Mae's.
Yeah. Ina Mae.
Yes. Yes. Because I got the Ina Mae's Guide to Breastfeeding, which I'm super excited about. And then, yeah, we can get back into. Yes.
Wait,
yes,
are we reading that one or Guide to Childbirth?
We'll see. I'm just, yeah. All the books.
Because I have Guide to Childbirth.
All right, great. Yay. This was so much fun.
This is good stuff.